Welcome to Life in the Spirit, the weekly online broadcast of The Point Church in Antelope. Each week, Pastor Ed or one of his teaching pastors from The Point brings an encouraging message that will strengthen, encourage, and help you and your family thrive on your journey of faith. Now, here's Pastor Edward Black or one of The Point's teaching pastors.
To the brave men and women who stood up for freedom, who answered the call and fought for our nation, who paid the ultimate price and never came back. To the American soldier, we thank you. To the mothers and fathers who raised a hero, to the brothers and sisters with an empty space, to the sons and daughters who have only memories, to the wives and husbands who bear the void with pride, to all who've lost a soldier they love, no gift could repay your sacrifice, no tribute could match our admiration, no word can contain our gratitude, but still, it deserves to be said. We remember you, we salute you, and we honor you today.
In honor of all of those who have lost their lives in the service to our great country, if you're wearing your hat, would you kindly remove your hat? Retired and active military members, please stand and render the proper hand salute. Everyone else, would you please stand and place your hand over your heart? Because of time, we're not going to do a meet and greet today. Is that all right with you guys?
Yes.
9 of you. Is that all right?
Yes.
Good. Because I'm going to get us out on time today. That's a miracle. Jesus walked on water. And on this day, we're getting out on time. Because all the hate mail I'm getting from the children's workers. When we go late, to God be the glory. Really appreciate Richard and Brittany paying the bill. And if you reserve 4 tickets, you're going to get 4 free tickets. And we hope that you might go online, make a donation for all the other expenses. But I'm seeing all the names come in, the people you guys are looking to invite. I think we're going to have an amazing experience next week. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
In our few moments we gather here today, I'm going to give us an hors d'oeuvre. I'm going to start a conversation. I'm going to start a message that I will finish in about 2 to 3 weeks. I have a question to ask all of you today. Is there a dimension, if you can be honest with yourself and look inside your heart and your soul for a moment, is there a dimension of the power and the presence of God greater than what you're experiencing right now? Could there possibly be more? Now, the last few months, we've been talking about more. Is there more to this experience? But is there a dimension of the presence of God that you could be experiencing right now? Good things come to those who... What is the word? Good things come to those who... But great things come to those who press in. Could there be a greater sense if the Lord Jesus Christ was to come and sit next to you today and he would say unto you, there is more for you. There is more anointing. There is more provision. There is more a sense of my presence. Do you want it? I think we would all probably say, absolutely. But the Lord would say, hold on, whoa, 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 it comes with a price tag. I will cause you to be hungry like you've never been before. I will cause you to be so dissatisfied that you will relentlessly pursue me and press in to where I am and where I'm going. And if you truly want more of me, it will come with a price. I will have to empty you of you so that there is greater room for me and for all that I want to do and all that I'm capable of doing through you. I have been praying. Now, I have some of your cell phone numbers, and I'm notorious. If you're in my heart and in my spirit, I just grab my phone, start praying. I'm recording the prayer, and I just send it to you. I've done that for many. If I have your cell phone, as soon as God drops you in my... And I've been catching myself praying in the prayer meeting and praying for you. God, I want a double portion. I want the double portion. If there is such a thing as a double portion, I want it. I am unsatisfied. I am hungry. I am thirsty. And it's making me change my behavior because I want more. And I want you to want more. I don't want to be satisfied with where I am and what measure I have. I want more of the presence of God in my life. I want to see supernatural things happen. I want to see things happen that I cannot explain, but that are great. For what does the word of the Lord say? Unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we ask or imagine. I am not interested in a version of Christianity that I drop and compartmentalize. I go to Target for my clothing and I go to Raley's for my groceries and I go to church to get God. Check, it's off my list. I want supernatural stuff blending through every area of my life. My thought life, my TV life, my social life, everything. I want miraculous things happen that I can't explain. There was a big crowd all around Jesus, as recorded in, I believe, Luke and a couple of places in the scripture. But there was one woman that pressed in through the crowd. Jesus, the Bible says he was walking away from her, and she pushed through the crowd and pressed in and touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed of 12 years of menstrual bleeding that was incurable. She ran up every single credit card. The scripture says she spent all that she had, but when she pressed through the crowd, she was the one that received the healing. Why? Because she pressed through. She could have waited in the outer. She could have been part of the crowd and not received her healing. There's something happens when you and I become dissatisfied, when we become hungry, when we say, is this it in my life? Check. But when you and I press in, there is more anointing. There is supernatural. There is something we can live in a dimension where God begins to move us into places we never thought we could be. Why? Because we pressed into God. Can someone say amen? Amen. I want more of the Holy Spirit. I want more of God revealing himself to me. But when you press in, you receive. If you don't press in, how can you receive? How did you spend your day yesterday, everybody?
Working.
How'd you spend your day yesterday?
Working.
Do you know how I spent my day yesterday?
Working.
How many here have ever seen the Dukes of Hazzard? Yeah, Roscoe P. Coltrane and Boss Hogg, that bar. Up in Forest Lake, there's a bar just like that. I spent most of the day yesterday in a bar. Now, some of you are thinking, hey, man, this is my kind of church. Because they're having happy hour out in the foyer after church. I got a call from a family, and they said, our dear, sweet 77-year-old mother has passed into the hands of God. We're all up here in Forest Hills. I'd never been to Forest Hills before. It was the Dukes of Hazzard. I think there was 35 people in the entire town. And there's a little substation there. There is a little post office. I think they have a school for all 12 grades. And it's just an itty bitty. Has anyone ever been there? If you blink, you'll pass by. And there's one bar. And I found out you can have breakfast there. And so they called me and they said, Reverend, our dear sweet Sue Carroll has passed away and there's no minister up here. We found you online. Will you come and minister to us? And of course I said, yes. So, you know, I got my suit on and I drive up and there's this bar. Oh. By the time I got there, many adult beverages had been consumed. Come to find out, this lady had frequently patronized that establishment, and everybody there knew every... You know those towns where everyone knows everybody? This was one of those. And I just started working the crowd. I started loving on people. Reverend, they called me Reverend. One person called me Father. I'm like, oh, bless you. And I think I did the best funeral I think I've ever done in a long time. I ministered, I declared the gospel, told them how God loved them, and I prayed, and it was a wonderful experience. And when it was over, typically when I do a funeral, people tend to line up and, Pastor, thank you, Reverend, thank you. This is, you know, wonderful experience. Our family feels ministered to, and we feel loved on. And it was a wonderful experience. And I just spent some of the afternoon working the crowd, loving on people. And that's what everybody got, was a little bit of love, a couple of hugs, a little bit of blessing. But as I was thinking of this message today, the couple came up to me and they said, we flew in from Arizona. We're from Chandler. I said, I know Chandler. They said, we flew in and we're not letting you leave. And I thought, this is how I'm going to die in this little podunk town up here. They're going to find my dead corpse. And I was ransacked by a bunch of locals. We're not letting you leave until you bless us because something's in you that we need. And they walked up, the gentleman took his hat off, and they said, you just can't leave until you bless us. And so I took them by the hands, and there I am in the middle of this bar with a lot of adult beverages being served. And I said, give me your hands. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I declare the blessing of the Lord over you. For you have sought the Lord, and you have asked, where is the Lord God that is in heaven? But I am revealing myself to you. And the Lord began to give me a word for them, and I began to prophesy over them and declare. Now she starts sobbing in the middle of this bar. She's sobbing. And I look over, and tears are in his eyes. And then they started hugging each other. And I prayed and declared goodness and blessing over them. And it was a wonderful experience. 30, 40, 50 people in that environment, but one pressed in and received that which they needed on their journey for their soul. Why? Because they saw an opportunity to press in. 50 people in the room, but one got the blessing. One got the prophetic word. One received healing in their soul. Why? Because they pressed in. If we are ever going to advance and God is doing great things here at the Point, God is doing great things in your life, I want to challenge you to be unhappy. I want to challenge you to press in. If you're saved, get baptized. If you're saved and baptized, seek the Lord for the Spirit of the living God to wash over you and fill you with His Spirit. If you're saved and you're baptized and you're full of the Holy Spirit, find a place to serve. Amen. When you're done serving, give. Amen. Yes. Oh, Lord, you don't know my finances. No, but I know a big God. And we can't steal from the Lord and say, oh, Lord, I love you, and we steal from His coffers. And then when you are saved and you are baptized and you are full of the Holy Spirit and you are giving and you are finding a place to serve, then come out to prayer meeting. There's always another step forward. There's always another step higher in the things of the Lord. The worst thing you and I can do is, well, I'm just saved. I'm going to heaven. I got my golden ticket. Well, that goody, goody, goody for you. I'm saved and baptized. Good. Now get filled with the Holy Spirit. Now get healed of your dysfunction. Get your marriage healed. Get your finances healed. The hill of the Lord is calling your name. Higher ground is calling us, church. Amen. Higher ground is calling us. I think today of Elijah and Elisha. Elijah, the prophet, two of the most anointed, prophetic, powerful prophets as documented in the Old Testament during a very difficult time in Israel's history. Elijah prophesied and declared that there would be a 3-year drought in the land, 1 Kings 17. Elijah experienced supernatural provision. And when everyone else was starving, the Lord sent ravens to feed him supernaturally and provision. He defeated, as you know, the prophets of Baal. They set up an altar. Elijah set up an altar. Their God didn't show up, and Elijah's God consumed the altar that was, they even poured water on it. So there's no way it could have been consumed by fire. And yet God rained down fire and consumed the offering of the Lord. 2 Kings 1, there were three groups of 50 soldiers that had defied God and angered God and brought down His wrath. Judgment fell. Two of the groups of 50, fire was called down from heaven and consumed them. The third group of 50 saw what happened and begged for mercy. Oh, we repent. We're sorry. Forgive us. And they were spared for God's judgment. A lot of good things happening. This is a conversation we're going to have over the next couple of weeks. We're not going to be here real long today. In 1 Kings 19 and 16, the second part of that chapter, it was revealed to Elijah that Elisha was going to be his protege. He was going to be the heir apparent. That Elijah the prophet, Elisha, that the mantle was going to fall on him. And what you see in the story in 1 Kings 19, 16, second part of that verse, is that God revealed that the young man Elisha would be his heir apparent. The word says that he was going to be anointed. This is the Lord speaking. Anoint Elisha to replace you as my prophet. So it's interesting. God revealed to Elijah that the young man Elisha was going to be the one where the mantle would fall. Now, he approached him out in a field, and the Bible says there were 12 oxen, and the young man was tending those ox. And Elijah walked up, and he didn't say anything to him. You can read it for yourself. He walked up, and he threw his coat, his cloak, on him, and then he turned around and walked away. It was revealed to Elijah, this guy's going to replace you, but the Lord did not reveal to Elisha that he was the guy. He had to move by faith. So when the prophet of God, who had quite a reputation in Israel, came and threw his jacket over his shoulder, he said, hey, can I go kiss my mom and dad goodbye? And then he went and slaughtered the ox, and then he got his traveling bag and went and followed after the prophet. He pressed in to the prophet. What if he would have stayed? What if he would have said, no, I'm busy. No, don't have time. No, I just don't feel led. I think I'm going to stay home today for no good reason.
Nah, not interested.
But he pressed in. And that started the wheels in motion for the anointing to transfer from Elijah to Elisha, the mantle of the prophet. And it ended up on Elisha. How many feel like if we want God and the Lord shows up and says, I'm going to move you forward. I'm going to challenge you to higher ground. I'm going to make you a little uncomfortable. I mean, like the Lord cares about our comfort zone. How many here do know that the Lord really doesn't care about our comfort zone? Right? Yeah. Oh, I'm just not comfortable. So, God is wanting his people to take a step into higher ground, new territory. There's larger territory to take. There are devils to kick out of the way. I believe God is doing something in us. Now, how many here have ever heard when the time came in 2 Kings chapter 2, when Elijah was about to be taken to heaven and the mantle was going to fall? How many here have ever heard that he was taken up to heaven in a chariot of fire? How many have heard that? Not so. Not so. Go back and read the story for yourself. The scriptures say, and what we'll do is we'll read the scripture today, and then I'm going to bring this sermon to a close. We'll come back at it again in about 3 weeks when I'm up again. Sound like a good plan, everybody? Yes. Sound like a good plan?
Yes.
2 Kings, and it came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven, how? I'm sorry, does it say a chariot of fire sent from heaven? Does it say that? No, but we've been taught all our life that a chariot made of consuming fire from heaven came down and scooped him up. It is not what the scripture says. And in 2 weeks, when I go into this in great detail, one of two things happened. The chariot was either sent as a test for Elisha, or it was sent, the scripture says the devil masquerades as an angel of what? Light. He masquerades himself because the deal was, as we read this, Elijah said, if you see me go, then you will receive the double portion. If you do not see me go, you will not receive the double portion. And as we read into the scripture, it says just before Elijah was taken up, not in a chariot, but in a whirlwind, it says that there was a chariot of fire that was dispatched to separate them. Now, one of two things happen. If you and I go outside of this building and we see a chariot of fire, odds are good we're going to do this. Would you agree that that would probably captivate your attention? So if a chariot of fire shows up, but the deal was, if you see me go, you will get the double portion. But if you do not see me go, you will not receive the double portion. Then a chariot shows up, and it was either sent as a test because Elisha could say, ooh, look at that over there, a big chariot. Wow, that's great. Off he goes, and no double portion. Or the enemy sent a distraction. Either way, it wasn't the chariot of fire that took Elijah to heaven. It was the whirlwind. The chariot was sent to separate. Now, let's read this quickly. And it came to pass when Elijah was about to, it came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Everyone say Gilgal. Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Notice this. It didn't. Now, these two have been inseparable since 1 Kings, right? These two were, it's like Ken and I, right? They were inseparable. The prophet didn't say the Lord is sending us to Bethel. He said the Lord is sending me to Bethel. You stay here. And Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as my soul lives, I will not leave you. And then they went to Bethel.
Now, if he would have said, yes, sir, I'm going to stay here, and the prophet would have gone on, he would have never received the double portion. But he wasn't going to let anything separate him from his destiny. He wasn't going to let anything stop. So, hey, the Lord is calling me to Bethel. Stay here. I'm not going to let anything distract me from pursuing what I know is the destiny of God. I'm not going to let anything stop. I am going to be on your foothills. I am going to press in. I'm going to be involved. I'm going to be connected with you. I am pressing into you because what I know God has for me isn't going to happen if I just stay here. Don't let the enemy distract you from the greater things that God has for you. The enemy will throw everything at you but the kitchen sink. He will try to distract you. He will try to get you busy where the church becomes the first thing off your plate when you get busy. Well, it's been a busy week. I think we'll just not go to church. There's every reason not to go to prayer meeting. There's every reason not. But the Lord says, if you press into me, if you make me a priority, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face passionately, I will outpour and heal their land. God is looking for a people that won't allow separation. He's looking for a people that will not just say, well, busy, things of the Lord, first thing off the plate. First thing off the plate. Just, we're busy. Seek first what? His kingdom and his righteousness, then what does the Bible say? Everything else will be granted unto you. What would your life look like if we took the next season ahead and we said, God, listen, nothing. You can tell me to stay, I'm not gonna stay. You can tell me to wait in the waiting room, I'm not gonna wait in the waiting room. I am gonna press in. I'm gonna be in prayer meeting. I'm gonna seek the Lord. I'm gonna follow him with reckless abandonment. I am gonna press in through the crowd because I want my healing. I want the anointing. I want more of the presence of God. How many think that could possibly transfer your life and mine? Because God is truly looking for people that will press in to him. That's all we got time for today. When I come back in about 2 weeks, we're going to go deeper. The scripture says that the Lord spoke to Elijah and he sent him to Bethel, Gilgal, Jericho. There's prophetic and rich meaning. On the way, seeking the double portion, the Lord sent them to four cities. And something amazing happened in each of those experiences. There's a reason for Gilgal. There's a reason for Bethel, which means the house of the Lord. There is a reason. Gilgal means separation. They're being separated unto the Lord. There's prophetic meaning in all four of the cities where God told the prophet to go before the whirlwind took him up and the double portion fell on Elisha, his protege. How many here, if the double portion is real, you would want it? I know you do. I want it. There is more of God's presence I want. And I want it for you, and I want it for your children and your children's children. Serving the Lord is amazing, isn't it, everybody? Amen. Take a step into higher ground. The Bible says the hill of the Lord melts like wax in his presence. Today, I speak a blessing over you in the name of Jesus. If you're here today and you've never really been born, if you've never received Christ, today is a great day to be saved. God, wash me of my sins. Forgive me. There's nothing I can do to earn your love or salvation, but it's a free gift of God to those that will call upon the name of the Lord. For if you believe in your heart that God has raised Christ Jesus from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, the scripture says that heaven is your home. Your name is written in the book of life. And God begins to fill you with his spirit, begins to transform you from the inside out. Behold, all things become new to those that believe. Today is a great day to be saved. If you're here and you're just kind of away from the Lord, it's been a season, you feel like the fire is just hasn't really been there, the passion hasn't been there, I hope today's message just provoked the daylights out of you. I hope you go home mad at me. He provoked me. Yes, because there is higher ground for you and I to climb to. God is looking for a people that will passionately press in to him. Well, I might have to go through a crowd. Press through the crowd. Do what it takes. Do whatever it takes to press in. Anybody here that has ever pressed in, ever been disappointed in the Lord their God? No. He satisfies the thirst of your soul. Today, if you need a touch from the Lord, if you need a measure of healing, our elders are going to be up here at the end. We will anoint you with oil and declare healing over you. If you need a blessing, we will bless you in the name of Jesus. If you need a touch from heaven, today is a good day. Don't leave the house of the Lord not having your, if your marriage needs a touch, there's something, if somebody in your family needs a miracle, if you need a breakthrough, fight through the crowd. Fight through the crowd and do whatever it takes. Those that press in receive. And that's God's word for today. Stand to your feet. Allow me to bless you, please. May the Lord God bless you and may he keep you. May the face of the Lord shine down upon you and grant you his grace and his peace and his mercy both now and forevermore. May God's kindness wash over you. May God touch your heart and your soul and heal you from the inside out. I speak over your marriage today. I speak healing over marriages today. I don't know why I feel that today. I just sense in my spirit that God is wanting to touch marriages today. Father, in the name of Jesus, a new spirit of oneness over husbands and wives. I pray for teenagers to be healed and be saved. God, pour out your spirit upon our graduates. And God, we love you. And God, make us hungry, make us thirsty, make us dissatisfied. And I speak blessing over all God's people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit of Almighty God. Amen. God bless you. You may be dismissed. Have a great moment.
You've been listening to Life in the Spirit, the weekly broadcast of The Point Church in Antelope. The Point is located at 8155 Watt Avenue near Wattendale, Verda in the Tractor Supply Shopping Center. The Point is a dynamic, friendly, and energetic community that gathers every Sunday morning at 10. Join us for a service and discover for yourself why the church is making an impact not only in Antelope, but beyond the four walls of the church and around the world. Visit us online at www.thepoint.net.